You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. The man President Clinton named in a White House memo as the most dangerous radio host in America. And by golly, he's right. Because I'm just about the only one that tells the truth, documents it, sources it, and puts it out there where you can find out about it. Where you can go check it for yourself, dig up the documentation, and find out that it's true. You don't hear a rumor on The Hour of the Time. You don't hear lies, ladies and gentlemen. And there's nobody here sitting on half their brain talking about trivial things that don't mean diddly squat to anybody except for entertainment. Tonight, we're going to have open phones. We're going to talk about a lot of things. What I want to talk about is, what's the latest baloney going around in your neighborhood? Because there's an awful lot of it out there. We're going to clear up some myths, some lies, some deceptions. I'm going to tell you the truth about those things. Even right here in this town, I hear people passing these things around. It is amazing. It's as if Americans have lost their ability to reason, the last vestige of common sense. I don't know too many people. I do know some, but I do not know too many people who have had an original thought in years. Don't go away. I'll be right back. And for those of you who might want to call in, the number is 520-333-4578. That's the same number for my office, and it's the same number for my fax. 520-333-4578. These are perilous times that we live in, ladies and gentlemen, when a political entity can murder a church full of people in Waco, Texas, using tanks, armored personnel carriers, psychological warfare units, helicopters, machine guns, CS gas, just to name a few. When they can murder a woman standing in her doorway, when a sniper can shoot her in the head while she is standing in the doorway holding her baby to her breast. Not wanted for anything, never committed any crime. Can you imagine? where doors are broken down, people are rousted out of bed in the middle of the night with no search warrant, their homes are torn to pieces, come to find out it was the wrong house, no apology, no money to repair the damage that they did, Nazi jackbooted thugs stomp puppies and kittens to death in front of their owners. These are not exaggerations. But amongst the truths, there are also a spate of rumors, disinformation, lies, if you will, designed to be thrown out so that whoever picks them up and carries them will be discredited. That's a fact. Just recently, on a shortwave radio broadcast, it was announced that in the state of Michigan, the New World Order troops were going door to door confiscating weapons from the citizens. It was a lie. It was a lie. There's a woman who recently wrote a book called Transformation of America. I would venture to say that about 500 fools spent good money for it. She claimed she was the sex slave in the White House of every president since Nixon. I just absolutely croak over some of these things. They are hilarious. There was a film recently of a supposed autopsy of an alien body. One doctor I showed it to, a specialist in childhood diseases, was almost struck dumb as he recognized the body of a shaved hydroencephalic female child. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it absolutely amazing, ladies and gentlemen? Then people point to the six fingers and six toes as if that's unusual. It's not at all. Children born with one genetic defect are very likely to have several more. And six fingers and six toes are not unusual. In fact, it's fairly common. Most are removed at or shortly after birth so as not to cause any social difficulties for the child during the growing up stages. There are things going on and talk being spread that defies any kind of intelligent examination, logic, or as my grandmother used to say, it just won't pass the common sense test. Most of it you can hear on a nationally syndicated radio broadcast that lasts almost all night called the Art Bell Show. If you listen, if you stay up all night and listen to the Art Bell Show, you'll hear more bullshit, lies, disinformation, rumor. And silly woo-woo la-la land stuff than you will anywhere else in the world. It has become obvious that Art Bell is a shill for the New World Order. Keep you spinning your wheels, chasing myths, spinning around in eddies, these little whirlpools by the side of the stream while the world passes you by. I'd like to get some calls and hear what you've heard recently that fits into this category, or if you've heard something recently that you're not sure of, call in and we'll talk about it. Maybe we can get to the root of it and find out what's true and what's not. I think it's important that we do these things to prevent people from falling into these traps. Whoever picks these things up and echoes them is soon discredited. Entire movements have been destroyed by this method. Good evening. You're on the air.
Let me call it.
And can you say that again? We missed
you're it. You're from Wyoming.
And what's your name?
Gary Fields.
Oh, you don't have to say your last name, Gary, but that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, up here in Wyoming, I just got my satellite going and listening to you on it tonight. And you hear these reports about troops up in Canada, down in Mexico. What do you know about, is that mostly BS or is there some truth to it?
No, it's 100% BS. It's not true at all. There is no army of North Koreans, or communist Chinese, or Russians, or any of those massed along the border of Canada or Mexico waiting to invade the United States.
Okay. Because on some of the other satellite feeds, I've heard these rumors and things like that. And to me, it seems like it's designed to incite people to get upset, rise up, start hollering and things. And
make you look like an idiot.
Make you look like an idiot.
To discredit you, to discredit your movement, to discredit what you believe in, to discredit the militias.
Now, you said on your broadcast tonight you will cover some of the things that would be true then, that are going on out there? Or?
No, I didn't say that. I said I want to talk about the things that are not true.
That are not true. Okay.
So that we can dispel these rumors and get them out of the way. You'll notice that all these people who say these things never offer any proof, never offer any documentation, never can prove what they say. It's just blather, so much blather. One of the biggest proponents of this kind of crap is Mark Kornke and his so-called intelligence report.
Yeah. When you listen to these things, well, I've got a friend who has to remain unnamed, or I heard, very few people seem to have any documentary evidence, a video that, they can show you actual troops out there massed on the border. That stuff's non-existent.
That's right. It's non-existent because there are no troops massed upon the border. If there were, don't you think the Canadians would be raising hell? What about the Mexicans?
True.
Don't you think they'd be talking about it as they came across the border? It's not happening. It's not true. It's not there. It's just simply a lie, another lie.
Yeah.
And there's lots of them out there. Lots of lies. And lots of people. You see, the problem that people have is they listen to this from somebody, and they think that somebody is trying to do them a favor, and so they believe it without checking. You can't believe anything without checking nowadays. In most instances, a simple phone call can clear up most of these things. If not, about an hour in the library might be able to do it. The things like troops massed along the border, then, you talk to somebody from Canada who lives there. If there were troops massed along their borders, they would be jabbering about it a mile a minute.
Yeah.
It just is not happening.
I received a newsletter from one group, and in there I kept hearing this rumor about Georgia has chosen an alternate method of capital punishment, beheading by guillotine. So I did get on the phone, and in this article they mentioned a Georgia representative that was supposed to have introduced the bill.
Uh-huh.
So I went to my local library, got a book out that gave each state with the names of its representatives and phone numbers, and I called the Capitol building in Atlanta, and he wasn't in, and I talked to the lady, and I said, I'm calling to ask about this rumor about capital punishment by beheading. And the reaction I got from that lady, she said, no way. She said, if it was, really true, you know, people would be really upset down here about it.
Yeah. Well, here's what's happening in a nutshell. They want their new world order. They want their one world totalitarian socialist government. They can't get it when there are people in this world who are dedicated to principles and ideals which oppose that. And when those people are armed. So they have to do things to make these people discredit themselves so that the vast numbers of people out there will stop listening to them.
Yeah.
Will think they're just a bunch of loony bin, crazy, wacko, idiot gun nuts that are going to open fire and kill everybody at any minute. And by golly, that's the way some of these people sound.
Well, that's the, you know, some of the reactions that they're getting from the media, you know, a bunch of wackos out there.
Well, doesn't that sound wacko to you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you listen to some of these people, and you have to understand the Hegelian dialectic and the way that things have been done in the past or the way they're going to be done in the future. If you study the methods that the intelligence organizations and military and political movements move into a country and take over that country, you will begin to understand what is happening here. But not until.
What, you know, I've sat and often wondered, you know, you hear everything out there, but then I think about that The Art of War by Sun Tzu.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you when you seem to be the weakest, you're your strongest.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of the other principles that are in there. And sometimes I feel like just stepping back from everything and taking a look at it and saying, okay, now let's look at this, let's look at that. What's really going on, you know? Now, for 3 months, since August, when you shut down your shortwave broadcast, I've been in the dark, in a sense, until I got my satellite put up. And, you know, some of the stuff I'm hearing on there, I have to admit, you know, some of it you wonder about, you know, is this really true? Is this what's going on?
Just usually just a very cursory investigation will tell you the answer to that.
Yeah.
Most of it won't pass the common sense test. And as my grandmother said, if it won't pass the common sense test, it won't pass any test.
Mm.
Period.
One other thing I'd like to ask about before I get off so someone else can get on. Just omnibus...
counterterrorism bill?
I'm sorry?
The omnibus counterterrorism bill, or are you talking about the crime bill?
The crime bill for 1997.
Okay.
There's so much talk on the radio about it right now. Has the bill passed, or is it just something in the future yet?
To my knowledge, it hasn't passed.
Okay.
But to find out, all you have to do is call your congressman, and you can call them and ask them for a full text of the bill.
Well, I usually do that. I'm going to have to start doing it again. Like I said, I've been out of touch with everything for 3 months. You know, the short way, you can't pick up too much good stuff on there now. So, well, Bill, I'll hop off. Thanks for answering some of my questions.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Folks, if you hear a little sniffling or something, we're all got colds around here. And I'm trying not to cough or sniffle over the radio, but occasionally I might slip and do that, and I apologize in advance. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. How you doing, Bill? This is Tom from California.
Good. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, you're talking about things that are total BS. And
yeah, what are you hearing around there?
What am I hearing? How about this next Mars space mission?
What about it?
Here, there, a few years ago, they said they launched a satellite to Mars, and it was going to take 10 years to get there. Now, all of a sudden, we launched one this month, and it's going to take 8 months to get there.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, they're claiming it's 330 million miles away. So if somebody out there can do the calculations, 8 months into 330 million miles, I wonder how fast this thing has to be traveling.
Well, it's got to be traveling faster than anything I know can go.
Yeah, that and also this finding ice on the moon. One of the key elements of water is oxygen.
Yeah.
There is no oxygen on the moon.
Well, that's what they tell you. However, if you examine photographs, real photographs of the moon, it turns out not to be true. The moon does have a very small atmosphere, and if it has a small atmosphere, it may have water.
Do you really believe there is a possibility then?
Yeah, it's a possibility. It certainly is.
Great. Well, I wonder what they're planning on doing with it.
I don't know.
Well, I just wanted to bring up that Mars mission because I find that just a total crock of bull.
Oh, they're building you up to tell you there used to be a civilization on Mars and it came here or it went somewhere else or something, and there's living, thinking things out in space, and they're far superior to us in technology and intelligence. That represents a danger, so all humanity must come together as one to oppose this threat, and you must be able to, willing to sacrifice like they did in World War One and Two in order to prepare to do battle with these things from space. And you can hear Art Bell right now scaring the hell out of everybody. There's a giant spherical thing accompanying the Hale-Bopp comet, and it's bigger than the Earth, and it's hollow, and there's signals coming from it.
Oh, yeah. Anytime I need a good laugh, I grunt. It's excellent. As in, the wonder about the whole space program, I seriously think that there's probably a lot of people working, making what they believe is machinery that's going to be sent into outer space.
And then it never goes anywhere.
No, the company's actually owned by the government, and money's funneled into some black budget operation.
Hey, you're right on the money, my friend. The Apollo space program was the biggest fraud in the history of the world, besides this UFO thing. And they may have gone to the moon, but they sure didn't do it with the Apollo spacecraft or those suits that they were wearing or any of that other stuff.
Almost definitely. And I noticed something on the news just the other day when they were showing a flick up in space, and they were saying that that the astronauts were having a hard time opening the space hatch. Well, the pre-hatch opened, and when it fell, I noticed it ripple and wrinkle like it was made out of plastic. I just wonder which Disney studio they're filming that in.
I don't know.
Okay, Bill, have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Ah, very astute and observant young man there. 520-333-4578 is the number. What kind of BS baloney crap is going around in your neighborhood? What have you heard lately that you'd like to sort of air literally and clear up? Maybe we can answer some of these things for you. Bigger than the Earth, emitting signals. It's hollow. How do they know it's hollow? Does somebody go up there and rap on it? Remember when you were a kid, you used to open your mouth real wide and hit yourself on top of the head and made a hollow sound? Oh, this is killing me. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill.
Hi.
Went to a law meeting last Sunday.
What do you mean by law meeting?
Well, it's where a group of people get together and they discuss what problems they're having and
okay.
what solutions to take.
Uh-huh.
And had this Jim Kellogg get up, and he was selling this $100 book that I don't know if he wrote it himself or he was advertising it for someone. And he gave this big, fantastic story about how Noah's Ark had crashed into Wisconsin, or had settled in Wisconsin, and how he could trace the white heritage all the way back through...
One of these British Israelists, the white race, is superior, God's chosen people, the rest of you ain't.
Yeah.
I can't say it, but I want to say it. I want to say it bad. The rest of you ain't crap, you know?
Yeah. And that's, you know, he didn't come right out and say it, but you could tell this is the route he was taking. He was saying how they had found the Viking, I guess it was anchors, the round wheels with a hole through it.
Uh-huh.
How they had found this everywhere, and how the Indian mounds are really Viking graveyards. And I tell you what, it was a hell of a story he was telling. And being a buddy of mine, we know what is going on, and we're just looking around to see who is buying them.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people do, but it's insecure people. You see, if you're secure within yourself and you're a good person, you don't need to feel superior to anybody, so you don't have to invent these stories of how you're the superior race and all this kind of stuff.
Sure.
It's only people who have something lacking. They're not whole. They feel insecure. They feel worthless, and so they have to make these things up or join these movements that somebody else made up in order to make themselves feel good. In order to become God or whatever, rule the world or whatever it is that they think they're going to do. Yeah. As long as I'm around, as long as I got a gun, ain't none of them going to do it. None of them. None of them are going to do it.
Yeah, same here. But it was pretty funny. We were just sitting there listening to him and writing down, you know, he said that they use some kind of Geiger counter or something to pick up on the radioactive parts. And
Of the Ark? Noah had a nuclear reactor?
Yeah, but I can't figure out how to bolt it. What radioactive particle were you talking about?
Or was he carrying an atomic camel in there? Right?
Yeah, must have. Then he went on and talked about how the Vikings had made this white buffalo and how some of it was...
Vikings made a white buffalo?
Yeah, made a white buffalo up in Wisconsin. It was kind of like invented rock. And walking around with this picture trying to get people to see it in the picture. It just looked like a rock. It looked like no buffalo.
Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Real life makes fiction look like nothing. I don't know why anybody reads fiction when real life is so interesting.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, it's sometimes it's like they've got the same people locked up in the Looney Tunes are running around.
Well, it's surprising. This guy was supposed to be a university professor and was out of the University of Wisconsin and all his credibility and stuff, and I just figured he was an agent of misinformation.
Yeah. I'm in the process of writing a book. I think that I'll call it Waltzing Through La La Land.
That'd be a pretty good title.
I've got to tell you, when you do a radio broadcast and when you write books and when you travel and speak and all of these kinds of things, you run into the strangest, weirdest people, and sometimes they come knocking on your door at 2 o'clock in the morning. It is, wait and read the book if I get to live to write it. If I get to live to publish it, I should say. I've been writing it for a long time. Good portion of it is about the wackos and the ufology movement.
Well, it's like you said. He came to that meeting, which is supposed to be about law, not about this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he spews out all this BS. And some people are gullible enough to believe it, walk out, and repeat it.
Sure.
But when you repeat it, you've just made yourself a nut.
That's right.
People are going to look at you and say, well, what are you talking about? The Ark is supposed to be in Turkey.
Yeah.
On the side of a mountain. Or what are you talking about? It's in Iowa or in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what? Maybe they are nuts. Maybe they are. Maybe we're just plagued with a lot of nuts.
Probably. Probably.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Gotcha.
And, you see, folks, you thought this show wasn't going to go anywhere. I bet you did. Whenever you talk about these kinds of things, I mean, it just goes right off the cliff. Always does, because there are some crazy people out there and some crazy things being passed around. Yeah, we did an experiment once. We collected all the documents that we could collect from places like the Patriot Facts Network and the things that are sent around by these different patriot groups and stuff, and we put them all in a big pile and sat down and got on the telephone and started one by one checking them out to see which ones were true and which ones were false. I got to tell you, folks, over 95% of every single one of them were frauds, fakes, BS, crap, lies, phony. And, I guess it's maybe always going to be that way. It's coming, folks. It's accompanying Hale Bopp, and it's bigger than the Earth. It's hollow, and it's emitting intelligent signals. And Art Bell knows all about it. And major astronomers have seen it and reported it. It's coming to attack the Earth, and it's full of lizard people. The Hour of the Time, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by the Intergalactic Money Exchange. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong commercial. The Hour of the Time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. Yes, they've got their feet firmly planted on the ground. They've never seen a large hollow object accompanying anything that's bigger than the Earth, and neither have I. So you're in good hands with Swiss America Trading. Call, get the newsletter, find out how you can get your hands on some real money, not this phony stuff you've been carrying around in your pocket that's not worth anything. And sometime soon, we're going to play Stephen Jacobson's Wake Up America tape again so that you can understand fully what I'm talking about, because it's the best education on money, economics, and the taxing system that I have ever seen in my life. I don't think it can ever be surpassed. I don't think there's anything that can be added to it or subtracted. But anyway, real money is gold and silver coin. Always has been, always will be. The Constitution for the United States of America says right in it, no state shall... Money is a silver coin with a specific weight of measurement and purity of silver in it, and that's called a dollar. You see, you take out one of those funny things out of your wallet, hold it up, it says $1 and it's not a dollar. Can't be a dollar. The law says a dollar is made out of silver and it can be an equivalent value in gold. So, what's going on here? I'll tell you what's going on. This country's being robbed right out from under us. It's very simple once you understand how this works. Once you understand that a hard currency or a hard money system, gold and silver coin, has never failed in the history of the world. No paper system has ever failed to fail. It's always failed. And this one's going to fail too sometime soon. We're building to a climax here. We've overloaded everything. We are sitting on a mountain of speculation and inflated values that don't exist. And when it comes tumbling down, it's going to make the biggest noise you've ever heard in history. The biggest social upheaval is going to take place. You can't even imagine. I've studied these things for many years. I know what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. You'd better be prepared for it. Call Swiss America Trading. Get your hands on some real money. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Tell them that you're a steady listener to the Hour of the Time. You'll get red carpet treatment. I guarantee it. 1-800-BUY-COIN. Do it now. In the sky. It's a bird. No, it's a plane. It's a frisbee. No, it's not a frisbee. It's Art Bell. It's Art Bell and his incredible flying spheroid that stalks. It's stalking a comet. It could get in big trouble. You know, that's against the law, ladies and gentlemen. Is the number. I'm going to get a ton of letters for tonight's broadcast telling me what a wonderful guy Art Bell is and how what a bad guy I am for criticizing his looniness. Well, that's life, you know, so send all the letters you want. You know, I'll put them in, maybe I'll read them on the air. That would make another wonderful broadcast. You read the loony letters from the loony bin people that support the Looney Tunes on the Art Bell Show. That would just be loony, don't you think? It would be a lot of fun. Oh, boy. And I got a thing here from Gary Hunt. Gary Hunt is provocateuring again. Gary Hunt is a government provocateur. He works for the government, the BATF, trying to get patriots and militia members to do something stupid. Here he's written a big old tome justifying terrorism as an act of war that we should all be engaged in, and he's criticizing patriot leaders for not doing it and for chastising those who would consider it and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, this is just classic. If we don't get any more calls, I'm going to read this whole thing to you because it's funny. I mean, it's just absolutely hilarious. And I don't see it. People are buying that, too. They say, oh, Gary Hunt is a patriot leader, a militia leader. He's not. He doesn't have a militia. He's not in a militia. He's not a patriot leader. He's a bullshit artist is what he is, folks, and a provocateur. He has just spent most of the last few years trying to get patriots to do stupid things so that they can be discredited and laughed at and locked up and thrown in jail so that these socialists can have their new world order. Pretty soon there's not going to be anybody left to oppose it if you all keep going off the deep end and buying into all this crap. Oh, boy. Let me read you something here somebody posted to me on the Internet. It says, in the past few weeks, Art Bell has been saying that a large object is following behind the Hale-Bopp comet and that it is larger than the Earth. Some of this info can be found on his homepage at www.artbell.com. He has also said that the object has been sending a warning radio message. It's warning us. It's coming to attack us, but it's warning us so we can get ready and kill it before it gets here. Yeah. That's something enemy armies always do. They always warn the other side, you know. He says, this all sounds very suspicious, and it may be in line with scenario number 5 from Behold the Pale Horse. That's my book, folks, and that's exactly what it's in line with. This seems to be a plan to bring the masses to believe that an alien threat is upon us. Also, Mr. Bell has refused to discuss Freemasons on his talk show and is promoting global positioning systems to the public. His radio audience is said to be about 10 million through over 60 affiliates, and the broadcast is in the very early morning hours, and people just rave over this stuff. They think it's the cat's meow. 520-333-4578 is the number. I think I'm going to read this from Gary Hunt so that you'll all be able to know what it is that I'm talking about here. This is from Gary Hunt, the Outpost of Freedom. Actually, it's the Outpost of Entrapment, ladies and gentlemen. It's called Terrorism or an Act of War. Listen very carefully to the bullshit that Gary Hunt is spreading around now to everybody, and they're reading it and calling it a stroke of genius. Dresden, Germany, February 1945, a series of Allied bombing raids resulted in virtual firestorms, nearly destroying this city, which dated from the early 13th century, along with many of its centuries-old architectural landmarks. 135,000 people, the vast majority being women and children, died during these raids. August 1945, Hiroshima, Japan, 3/5 of the city destroyed, along with 75,000 people, mostly women and children. Just a few days later, another atomic bomb was dropped on Nagasaki, destroying half the city and killing another 75,000 people, again, mostly women and children. These three events killed 285,000 people, yet they were acts of war and were intended to end World War II. During the Vietnam War, Haiphong, the major North Vietnamese city, was bombed over and over, and in 1972, the harbor was mined. Much of the city was destroyed, and tens of thousands lost their lives. There was, however, no declaration of war to justify these acts, yet we perceive them to be acts of war. April 15, 1986, in a strategic operation, naval air forces attacked military targets in Tripoli, Libya. One of those targets was the home of Muammar Gaddafi. Hundreds were killed, yet no declaration of war had existed between the United States and Libya. December 20, 1989, United States forces under the operational name Just Cause invaded Panama with the purported purpose of arresting Manuel Noriega on drug trafficking and money laundering charges. Hundreds died and significant damage to the capital of Panama resulted. After trial in December 1992, the federal judge from Miami ruled that Noriega was a prisoner of war. On January 15, 1991, unified forces from 31 nations began a new form of warfare without declaration against Iraq. For 5 weeks, smart missiles and smart bombs were directed against the capital, Tehran. Smart bombs were able to enter ventilation stacks of bomb shelters, killing women and children without destroying the shelter. Cruise missiles traveled hundreds of miles to explode close to their targets, killing tens of thousands of civilians in this new game of attrition. Never, however, a treaty of peace, for there was never a declaration of war. These acts are not considered to be acts of terrorism, for they occurred during the course of a war. It is quite clear that during a war, acts which might otherwise be considered below the dignity of man can occur and be accepted as a consequence of war. If there is a war and thousands die, those deaths are written off as a consequence of war. Even without the accepted norm of a declaration, war can be waged against innocent civilians with no effort made for discrimination of targets. Now remember, folks, this is not me saying this. This is Gary Hunt. I'm reading from a letter that he posted on the Internet. Since the declaration of war has become an unnecessary act, perhaps we can find a way of determining when a war exists by other means. In the Academic American Encyclopedia, under court, we find that courts fulfill three important functions. One, they resolve disputes that, while often routine, are crucial to those involved. Two, they provide protection from illegal actions by government and individuals. And three, occasionally they resolve disputes of great political and social significance. Clearly, then, under a normal circumstance, protection from illegal acts by government should leave the government open to be punished by the court. It might then be said that if government can commit illegal acts with impunity, that a state of war exists. No judicial process will hold the victors to task. Justice must be set aside during time of war, which is clearly affirmed in the Constitution. Article 1, Section 9, Clause 2, dealing with habeas corpus, and Article 5, Bill of Rights, dealing with exemption from grand jury process. So perhaps war, since declarations have become a thing of the past, can best be determined by the fact that no trials are held to determine justice or injustice for the deaths that are a consequence of hostile action. How else in this modern age can the determination be made that a war even existed? This being the case, perhaps we should look around and see if there are other wars going on, perhaps at this very moment. Maybe we should start back in August 1992. Hostilities broke out, and in the first incident, two men were killed. Hostilities ceased for a few days, but then another act of senseless murder occurred when Vicki Weaver stood in her doorway and was killed by a single sniper's bullet. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take a drink of water there. Well, this was clearly not a war, since a trial was held. Unfortunately, even though three people were killed, none were found guilty. This, then, must be a war, because war crimes trials were held, but the heinous offender could not be identified. You see this convoluted logic, folks? Just a few months later, another war began. This war lasted 51 days, and the subsequent war crimes trials were held almost a year later. We know that this was a war because nine people were found guilty of killing or other related acts of complicity, four men who were dressed and equipped as soldiers. Now, the enemy soldiers killed in these two incidents had some common ideologies, and they had other ideologies that were at opposite ends of the spectrum. That, however, was true from World War II to Operation Desert Storm. It is the side that you take that determines which side you are on during a war. Whoop-de-doo. He had to write this whole letter to determine that. We can determine which side each side was on in these last two incidents by looking at a couple of factors. I don't have to look at anything. I know the Branch Davidians were the Branch Davidians, and the other ones were the Nazi jackbooted thugs. By looking at a couple of factors. First was the uniform. One side chose black military uniforms, complete with web gear, automatic rifles, tanks, helicopters, grenades, and other modern implements of the game of war. The other side wore normal clothes, jeans, dresses, sneakers, etc., and used simple legal weapons. They also sought refuge in their home and place of worship. The final indicator is that they fired only in self-defense. Surely these were of the same side in this most recent war, and it must be war, since even the commanding general at the Justice Department in Washington, D.C. never described the acts of the enemy as terrorism. On April 22, 1993, I left Waco after 47 days to return to Florida. He also left with a copy of our press credentials that he stole from us. I remember that I was somewhat dumbfounded by the events of April 19th, and until I returned to Waco in mid-May, had not been able to sort out certain thoughts. When I returned to Waco and finally stood on the concrete that was once the floor of the Mount Carmel Church, I looked around and saw partially burned remnants of utensils, clothes, books, letters, and toys, indicative of the lives once lived and since lost here. I recalled similar situations in Vietnam and realized, finally, that there was a state of war here in the United States of America. I realized that I was at war with the United States government, but that the war that I was in was still a Cold War. Not so for those who died in those ashes, but for many, a state of war had begun. Excuse me. Then comes another group of soldiers, jeans, slacks, driving cars and trucks, not tanks, and counter these previous self-defensive acts of war with an act that is a bit more offensive, but no more so than the initial acts, the two battles just mentioned. Now, however, we hear the battle cry come up from the side that wears the black uniforms. Terrorism, they yell, over and over again. Terrorism, it's unfair. And they killed women and children. Terrorism, there is no other word for it. The battle cry is taken up by many leaders who were on the side of the homespun folk. Look how he uses this psycho-political bullshit here. Homespun folks? You know anybody who has a spinning wheel in their house and makes their own clothing, ladies and gentlemen? Makes their own cloth to make their own clothing, I should say. Well, I don't. There may be some out there, but I don't. We're not homespun folk, Gary Hunt. We're just ordinary, regular American people. But you see, that somehow gives them an air of legitimacy and makes his point of psycho-political crap here. Homespun folk. Many who just a few years before cried out that the surprise attacks by the black uniformed soldiers were acts of war, now cry terrorism along with their enemies of the recent past. Condemn them, they yell. Hang them after a quick and speedy trial. They are not warriors, they are cowards. Hang them, be done with them. The cry comes out from all those leaders who profess so recently to be on the side of the, here he uses it again, homespun patriots. Well, I haven't heard anybody crying those things, folks. The people that I know, Americans, believe that nobody is guilty until they're proven guilty and found guilty by a jury of their peers. I haven't heard anybody crying, hang them. They're not warriors, they are cowards. Hang them, be done with them. I haven't heard anybody say any of those things. He goes on, Meanwhile, many who just a few years before had taken the battle cry of do whatever is necessary to end this mess are now questioning the fairness of the actions of the black uniforms and beginning to understand why the poorly equipped soldiers of the other side have resorted to an act that cost 167 lives, and that's clear crap. Nobody understands that I know. And I know and talk to most of the people who are the true leadership in this country. We all know that was an act of terrorism. And if you're going to win a war, you're not going to do it by blowing up a building full of men, women, and children sitting around typing on typewriters. That's not the way you win a war. That's the way you terrorize people. That's the way you make people angry at you, and that's the way you turn off public support. He says, perhaps it might be best to dispel the association of baby killer with the act that occurred in Oklahoma City. Since the 60s, the construction of federal buildings has been an anti-terrorist design Since the bombing of Flight 103, we have been advised that federal buildings are potential targets of such bombings. As we learned from Waco, keeping your children in a location that has danger associated with it leaves the responsibility on the parent, not the aggressor. In fact, I never knew that there were daycare centers in federal buildings. I would have supposed prior to April 19th that the government had enough concern for the children to locate this type of facility in leased space away from what was known to be a potential target. The determination of what constitutes an act of terrorism has to be with each of us individually. It cannot be left to a government that controls the weapons of war, the streets, and the language to make that determination for us. For if we are to allow this to happen, the stigma that will be placed on any act, whether it be killing four BATF agents, assaulting a church in Texas, or a U.S. Marshal who has just been involved in the killing of a dog and the murder of a 14-year-old boy, are bombing a federal building where people who chose to be employees of the government that has run amok there will never be a favorable light put on our actions unless and until we prevail. This leaves us then with the question, was this an act of terrorism or an act of war? And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what it was, you need to be committed. It was an act of terrorism, Gary Hunt, pure and simple. We cannot do those things ever. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Whoever fires the first shot in this war loses this war. Whoever takes up Gary Hunt's banner of justifying terrorism as an act of war will lose the war. Will condemn freedom forever. Will destroy the credibility of anybody who calls themselves an American patriot, militia member, or just plain old American and supports the principles and ideals upon which this country was founded. But you see, Gary Hunt has to legitimize terrorism. He must, in his own mind, rationalize that blowing up the Alfred P. Murrah federal building was okay because Gary Hunt was part of it. Gary Hunt knew that it was going to happen before it happened. Gary Hunt was there for 1 week before that building blew up. And on the morning of the explosion, within moments after that building blew up, Gary Hunt was captured on videotape by a local television affiliate walking swiftly away from the building with a transmitter in his hand. Gary Hunt is a provocateur who participated in getting the people who did it to do it, and he helped to do it. Gary Hunt is the enemy. Gary Hunt is not an American. Gary Hunt is a psycho-political change agent for the New World Order. If you listen to Gary Hunt, you're going to go to jail. You're going to discredit yourself. You're going to get in big-time trouble. You don't need to do any of this stuff. When they finally come to the point where they have to come after us to take our weapons, to cement their one-world totalitarian order, all hell's going to break loose. There's going to be plenty of stuff for everybody to do without this. I love children. You don't kill children to make a point. You don't kill people who haven't got the means to fight back to make a point. That is cowardly. That is not American. That is not the way to fight a war and win. You must defeat the enemy with two weapons. Psychological and propaganda is one, and the other is militarily. You must defeat the enemy's military forces, and you must be able to wield propaganda. Look it up in the dictionary. Propaganda is not a lie. It can be a lie, but it is whatever helps your side with the people that you need to support you. And you don't get those people to support you by terrorizing them, by killing their loved ones, by blowing up their children It doesn't happen that way. If you think you're going to get me to help you or support you or love you by hurting my children, you have a rude awakening. Because I'll kill you so fast you won't even know it happened if you even touch one hair on my children's head. You hear me, Gary Hunt? And all the rest of you little wackos out there that think you're really somebody? You better grow up. You better grow up real fast. If you want to know what happened in Oklahoma City on April the 19th, 1995, read Oklahoma City Day 1 by Michelle Marie Moore. You can order it from us for $34.95 postpaid, delivered to your door. Make your check or money order payable to Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, and send it to Harvest at P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, Arizona, 85925. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless each and every single one of you. We'll call him from now on. He's earned the name Art Babbling Bullshit Bell. This is the voice of freedom. Thank you. You're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. Freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of conscience, freedom of action, freedom to gargle with horseshoes if you want to. Our studios are located in Eager, Arizona, and we broadcast on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world. Stay tuned for Michael Cottingham with Quest for Health.